Committee Chairman Republican Steve Castell of Elkhart says parents in Milwaukee County are demanding that school vouchers be made available to students in the entire county instead of just those in the city of Milwaukee. He says this bill is better than a provision in Governor Walker's proposed budget because it keeps an income limit on voucher eligibility so only low-income families can use the public dollars to go to private schools.
As this bill moves along, there becomes much less reason to have that in the budget. This bill addresses the concerns that have been most prominent and that have been most asked for, and stays away from those things that have been most controversial. I think there's a lot for everybody to like here.
But Democrat Gordon Hintz of Oshkosh doesn't like anything about the idea of expanding the voucher program. He says Milwaukee taxpayers will suffer by helping create a parallel system of private schools funded with public dollars.
Milwaukee public school taxpayers get hit for every choice student that leaves the district. Right now, they're losing $49 million in state aid because those students aren't counted. So it's fundamentally unfair what we have now, and expanding it is unfair to those taxpayers.
Hintz and the other Democrats in the committee agree that this bill is better than opening the voucher system to higher-income students, but they're not happy about the program's financial drain on the troubled Milwaukee public school system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.